I've got a tremendous joy, if I may. Some of you may know that last year I was diagnosed with melanoma and had some surgeries and stuff like that taking it off of the outside of my body. And on a subsequent CT scan, they found it throughout my whole torso. And that was on Friday the 13th of April. That Sunday, after church, I talked to Greg. He laid hands on me, said some prayers. Now keep in mind, that was Friday. At that time, I had at least two visible tumors. And on the following Tuesday, getting out of the shower, and I noticed one of them was gone. One was partially gone. And I only had that infusion about 4 or 5 days before then. I kept up every month with the infusion. They told me originally that if it had been a few years ago, they'd have just said, go home and get your affairs in order. But kept going with that. And on last Friday, I was due for my fifth infusion. The day before that, I got another CT scan. And I was to find out the results on that Friday the 3rd. They had me all hooked up. I had the needle in my arm, already taken the blood to do the blood check. And I see the doctor and her assistant come walking into the room with these huge smiles on her face. And she read the radiologist's report to me. And it was line by line, everything that I had, left lung, right lung, spine, all those things. And at the end of each line, it said resolved, which means the cancer was gone.
That's right. That's right.
After getting up out of the chair and hugging my first doctor, I told her a story about our church. Our healing and what had happened to me, and that 3 days after that there was noticeable shrinkage on the visible tumors, and I didn't even have to prompt her. She used that M word doctors so seldom use. She said it's a miracle. So, they pulled the needle out of my arm, and Don and I went and had a good lunch.